Last year, the legislature enacted a new law making a fourth drunk driving offense a felony. This week, the Supreme Court ruled 5-1 that when judges are counting DUI offenses to determine what the penalty should be, they must also include violations of juvenile absolute sobriety statutes. This week's ruling found that because Gerard Carter had twice had his license suspended as a juvenile in Illinois under that state's zero-tolerance law, those suspensions should count as OWI convictions, even though he was not found to be over the legal limit for sobriety. For Carter, that meant when he was convicted of his second Wisconsin OWI violation, the court ruled it was actually his fourth, and therefore a felony. Carter's attorney, Craig Kuhari, says the case should be appealed to federal court. He calls it draconian.
We've got a scenario now where any out-of-state motorist that comes into this state with a prior zero tolerance or absolute sobriety violation on the record is going to have to think long and hard about crossing our borders, because potentially, based on the number of priors they may have had on their record from other states, they may be a criminal in this state, and that can lead to a whole host of problems that I don't think the court really thought through completely.
But Department of Justice attorney Michael Sanders says the court did a good job of interpreting state law. He says the only motorists in Wisconsin who need to worry about the ruling are those who choose to drink and drive. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.